It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Jeff, how's it going?
I'm good, man. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure.
It sounds like you went on a date. Was this gal named Jasmine, right?
It was. Yeah, that's her name.
Okay, and she hasn't called you back? No texts or anything?
No, yeah, but it's even more than that. You know, she blocked me on all social media, and I just don't know why. You know, I was going to leave it alone, but I thought we had a nice time, and I'm just curious to see why she, why she do that.
Okay, so let's start at the beginning, Jeff. What did you guys do for your first date?
Well, so I picked her up, and then we went to the Como Zoo, and everything was going well from there. We went to the zoo because we both really like animals, so it's one of the things that we connected on right away. So then we went to dinner. It seemed like it was going really well, so I asked her if she wanted to come back to my place, and I showed her my animal collection.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. So after dinner, you said, do you want to come over?
Yeah.
And she said yes, and she did, and you wanted to show her your animal collection. Do you have pets or what? What are you talking?
No, they're stuffed animals.
Okay, your stuffed animal collection.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do, Jeff, is call Jasmine. And you have not heard from her. She's blocked you, so you couldn't even get a hold of her if you wanted to. There's got to be a reason, Jeff. Okay, there's got to be a reason she doesn't want to talk to you. So what we're going to do, we got to handle this really carefully. We're going to ask Jasmine if she'll come on the show with us and talk about why she not only hasn't contacted you, but why she's blocked you, okay? I'm just saying, with these kind of things that's happened before, you might not like the answer. So you want to continue?
I appreciate it. Absolutely. Let's go.
Okay. All right. Hold tight. 3 minutes away. Second half. Second date update with Jasmine and Jeff next.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Here's Jeff talking about his first date with Jasmine.
We went to the zoo because we both really like animals. So it's one of the things that we connected on right away. So then we went to dinner. It seemed like it was going really well. So I asked her if she wanted to come back to my place, and I showed her my animal collection.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Jasmine?
Yes, this is she.
Okay, hi, Jasmine, don't hang up. It's Thunder and PT. And we're calling from 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment called Second Date Update, and we just want to ask you a question about a date, follow up on a date you went on with Jeff. What?
Jasmine?
Yeah,
so is everything okay? We're curious why you haven't gotten back to him. It sounds like you blocked him as well.
Maybe because he's a psychopath.
A psychopath? What do you mean?
He puts on Hinge, that he loves animals. And Hinge does this thing where it, shows you compatible potential partners, right?
Okay.
And we both put that we love animals. He takes me to the zoo, and then he took me to a steakhouse, which I didn't really mind. But when he took me to his apartment, the first thing I see is a stuffed bat pinned up to the wall.
Okay.
At first, I thought it was a Halloween decoration or something.
Yeah, right. But it wasn't. Yeah, it was a real bat.
Yeah. Then I saw a stuffed possum on the table. I think there was a squirrel or raccoon too. It was ew,
okay,
man.
Okay, so, he said he had a stuffed animal. He said he wanted to bring you home to see his stuffed animal collection. But
which
these are
still weird, by the way, but
different
way.
People are into all different kinds of things, but he took you to the zoo, and you didn't like the fact that he has deer or whatever on his walls. Deer head and...
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah, moose head and stuffing possums. Okay, so Jasmine, we've got Jeff on the other line. But
wait, you have him here?
Yes. Jeff, you can hear us. Go ahead.
Hey, I didn't know you were bothered by my taxidermy collection.
Okay, bothered is an understatement. Let's start there. No, who in their right minds puts "I love animals" on a dating profile and has a house filled with dead animals? I couldn't sleep for days, and I had to block you because I needed to forget about this. sick.
I love animals just as much as you do. I just like to collect them and study them and give them love, you know?
Oh my God, you hear yourself? That is so messed up. It's so inhumane. Like, you're a monster.
What, okay, let's back up here. Yeah. Jeff, are you a hunter, or what do you do to get these animals? Oh. Or do you just go and collect them?
No, I didn't kill any of these animals. I just brought them from, like, antique shops and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes I'll find one on the side of the road, and I want to give them a home. Yeah, you know, I feel bad.
Really? Jasmine.
You got roadkill in your house?
Jasmine, wait a minute. You find animals on the side of the road, and then you take them to, like, a taxidermist, or what?
Yeah, or, you know, sometimes I'll do it myself. You know, I found some videos on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
I just feel bad for them, you know? So
it's funny that you don't actually hunt them. Like, most people that I know that have deer, I mean, it's more, I don't want to say it's like a trophy, but does that make sense? Or like fish on the wall? But you don't do that. You just want to give them a home.
Yeah. I want them all to know that they still have a place in my heart and my home.
Isn't that sweet, Jasmine? That's pretty sweet. And listen, these animals are already dead. It's not like, he said Jeff does not go hunt them.
Yeah.
So what's the issue here?
They're dead. You just have dead animals all around you. I feel like that is so unsettling and sick.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. I give them all names and everything. But it's not a psychopath at all.
Okay, that's worse. It's worse.
So, but if you see, like, if you go into, like, a lodge or someplace, a bar that's got a deer head or a antelope on the wall, Jasmine, is that's upsetting to you as well?
I mean, for whoever, like, put them there and then is going to buy them for their own home, creeps me the hell out.
Well, I'm going to go on a limb here, and Jasmine, probably, we're calling to see if you'd go on a second date with Jeff. It doesn't sound like we've been able to change your mind in any capacity. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's a big no.
I'll tell you this, Jasmine. Sure. I'll tell you this, and I can understand somewhat where you're coming from. I went out. I won't say dated, but met up with this gal who collected Victorian dolls, and in her bedroom she had about 1,000 of them.
Yeah, that's kind of creepy too.
Staring back at me, and I freaked out.
Yeah.
and got the heck out of there. It was the creepiest thing I've ever seen. So listen. To each their own, and this is what it's all about. It's just, you're not into it. Jeff, I'm sorry. It's a no, obviously, from you, Jasmine.
Oh, it's a definite no.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Jeff. Okay.
All right. Well, Jeff, that's probably what we got to kind of, you know, she blocked you. We did our best here, man. We got to, you know, kind of move on. Okay, buddy?
All right. Yeah.
All right, Jeff. Well, good. Listen, Jeff, you still are not alone. You have your animals.
Right.
You got all your animals.
That's true.
Okay. Yeah.
And he's going to need them.
And how many do you have, Jeff?
Last I counted, it was like 113, I think.
Oh, Lord. Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, maybe I'm a little more on Jasmine's side than I thought.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't see it. Yeah.
All right, listen, guys. As we sometimes say, it can get a little awkward here on
Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on The Wolf.